Prepare to be astonished.
It's that time again.
Let's get started.
From the Clatsop County Historical Society, an adventure in history with Matt Burns and Alana Quila.
You should never be allowed to talk to people.
Some people without brains do an awful lot of talking.
And now, with today's adventure, it's Mac and Alana.
Welcome into an adventure in history. I'm Carly Quila, and I am 9 years old.
I'm Alma Quila, and I'm 10 years old.
I'm Charlie Quila, and I'm 7 years old.
And I'm Mac Burns, and I'm not going to tell you.
And I'm Alana Quila, and these are not all my children, but my daughters here, Carly, and then my niece and nephew.
And they're all experts that have done this before, aren't they?
Yes. This is your third time on the radio?
It's a tradition we have, either the last show of the year or the first show of the year.
Yep. When they're out of school.
When they're out of school.
And I have no babysitters.
They're not playing hooky or anything.
They come with me to radio show. I love it.
So this is going
to
be fun.
Yeah.
So we just like, this is like when a TV show brings in some special guest stars.
Yes.
To boost their ratings.
It is.
So we're trying to up the cute factor tonight.
Oh, we're going to hit it. We're going to boost it all the way. Are you guys ready?
Yeah.
You excited?
So should we get through the history highlights really fast?
We're going to do some history highlights. You guys ready for this? So
these are things January 6th, tomorrow, that happened. So I don't know if they're teaching this to you in school or not, but they should be. So 1412.
Oh.
I know. I usually don't go back that far. Joan of Arc is born.
Oh, I saw that one.
Do we care?
Yes. Okay. Of course we do, right. Mac. Women in history.
Well, that's true. 1681. The first recorded boxing match is engineered by Christopher Monk, the second Duke of Albemarle. So the part that I found interesting, do you want to know who he had fight each other? His butler versus his butcher. Now, doesn't that just smack you as wrong?
Yes.
I mean,
yes.
I'm not a big boxing fan to begin with, but that somehow made it wrong when the rich guy is making two of his employees fight each other.
But also two people who need use of their hands, right?
That's right. The butler and his butcher. Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Or maybe it was like professional wrestling and that was their names. They're like nicknames. I'm the butcher. I'm the butler.
I don't think so.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
All right. So I don't know what the deal was with the second Duke of Albemarle making his staff fight each other. 1912, New Mexico joins the Union.
Oh, welcome to the party.
We like New Mexico.
Yes.
I like New Mexico a lot. 1919, Theodore Roosevelt dies. How sad. Teddy. All right. But he had a good life. There's a great line, and I think it's really his. I don't think it was just the reenactor that we've had twice come. But somebody was asking, I heard it from the reenactor, so I'm getting it from him, not from actually remembering it from a history book or a biography that I've read. But something about, was he prepared to die? And he said, I'm always prepared to pay the piper, and what a dance it's been.
Oh.
Isn't that a great line?
Yeah,
I love that.
That's a good line.
What a dance it's been.
Yeah.
All right. And he did lead a big full life. 1973, Schoolhouse Rock premieres on ABC TV with Multiplication Rock.
Oh.
Okay. So kids, do you know what Schoolhouse Rock is at all?
No.
Oh, they're all looking at me blank. What are you doing, Alana?
I know. I love them. I remember watching them in school.
You failed as a parent and an aunt.
Okay. We'll Google it when we get home.
Schoolhouse Rock, How a Bill Becomes a Law.
I know.
That's
it
my
is
favorite.
Awesome.
All right. Function, junction, conjunction.
It's probably not even taught that way anymore, though. That's the problem.
Not that I'm a big fan. 1975 Wheel of Fortune premieres.
I saw that one. It is kind of a big deal because, I mean, it's the longest running syndicated game show. So
longer than Jeopardy.
Yes.
I'll be darned.
Yeah.
I would not have guessed that if I was doing trivia night. What I always liked about Wheel of Fortune was Vanna White.
Mm-hmm.
That just, what a job. Because in the beginning, she never talked.
Right.
The entire job was just flipping a letter.
Yeah. And then she became an icon.
Yes.
Right.
And then I also loved in the early days, and I don't know if you're old enough to remember, but you used to pick the gifts, the prizes. You had like, you won $10,000 and they had like, I'll take the TV for $500. I'll take the money that you had. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Now it's all commercials.
Yeah. 1994. Why me? Skater Nancy Kerrigan is attacked.
So one little tidbit, yes. I do remember when I was growing up and when I was in high school, I would go to the Lloyd Center to go shopping or to go ice skating, and we would see Tonya Harding there frequently.
Oh, that's right.
She was very noticeable. She would be there during open skate. So like other people would be skating. And then, of course, there were also times that she reserved the rink herself. But wow. Yeah, she was just, I mean, just like the movie says, she was very much one of just the people. She was there.
I don't remember the name of the goon.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to pick out some other controversy. But
she was amazing. She was very talented.
Okay.
Skater.
Yep. So we don't get into politics here, right. But I'm going to make an argument. This is not politics.
Okay.
2021.
Oh.
A bunch of people that shouldn't have been stormed the Capitol. And I'm not going to call it a riot. It was storming the Capitol.
Correct.
Because as an historian, I am appalled. Even during the Civil War, the Confederate flag never was walked through, marched through our Capitol building. So, right. Except for the British in 1812, burning Washington down, basically.
Yeah.
So
trespassing, people were very scared. Lives were threatened, and people did die that day.
Yep.
Very tragic.
All right, but our history highlight of the day, I think had the most impact on history, because that one I'll have to wait 10 years or 15 years.
Or 20.
Judgment, yeah. 1838, Samuel Morse unveils the telegraph, revolutionizing communication.
The Morse code?
That's me doing the Morse code. They have no idea.
Also something, yeah, blank looks. Almost like, are you sure? Is he right on that?
That was one of the funnest things in my first museum that I ran, the Pony Express Museum, because the telegraph is such a big part of that story. We had a little telegraph station where you could like push the little tick, 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 and you could like hear it. So you could hear it click. And then when I was there, I was like, okay, if we're going to do this, we might as well. And we set up a second one. So you could hear the clicks on the other end.
Oh, cool.
And they were like 20 feet apart, but it was really fun. And kids enjoyed it.
But did kids get to know what the message was?
We actually had like, you could try. I mean, we had like what a dot, what a dash was and the letters and. There was a little chart on either end.
But it did. They would have had to have done it.
It's very tough.
Yeah.
But so the next time you're in St. Joseph, Missouri with the kids, you need to go to the Pony Express Museum. And I assume the station is still there.
Okay.
So would I miss anything?
You didn't.
No. We've got a big full show.
I had all those same things. Yeah. So you were spot on today, Mac. So speaking of Mac.
And Happy New Year.
Oh, Happy New Year. Yes. We have Bunko and games at my house. That's how we celebrate the New Year. Last year, we actually had these kiddos on to talk about interesting ways to celebrate the New Year. Do you guys remember that? What were some of the most, or what were ones that you guys wanted to do? Do you remember any of them?
All I remember was the polar plunge. That was the one that I remember.
And you didn't do the polar plunge, right?
No. Yeah.
You had to wear white shirts.
Oh, yeah. I remember that one, too.
White shirts. And did you guys wear white shirts?
Yes.
Okay. Yes.
You remember any of the other ones, weird ones?
Well, I remember Mac talked about the fish drop instead of the ball drop.
Oh, yeah.
And what have you done with that, Mac?
Nothing. Someday, though. It's a brilliant idea. See?
That's what he wants to make happen.
I remember having the suitcase and running it.
Oh, yeah. We did that.
Yep, that's
good
right.
Good memories they all have.
You take a suitcase, run around. And...
Yeah, we ran around your guys' street like 5 times.
For a year of travel. So this year, we have them in to talk about interesting, kind of wacky holidays in 2025.
All right. So everyone should get their calendars out and start writing these down so they can remember these are the days that they have an excuse to celebrate.
Because you did forget one for tomorrow. This is one of the most interesting holidays of the year. January 6th is also, drum roll please, Mac Burns Day. Yes, it is. The very one and only Mac Burns. This was created in 2012 by Astoria Mayor Willis Van Dusen by proclamation, creating this day to celebrate our favorite and longest serving executive director of the Clatsop County Historical Society. This was for his work on behalf of the Astoria Bicentennial and the creation and opening of the Film Museum. Pretty cool. So I love this because your wife, Renee, added to the festivities by baking a, quote, traditional Mac Burns cake. Any guess on what kind of cake Mac Burns would, his favorite cake?
Meatloaf?
You cheated, though, because you read the script. Yes, it's called cake, but it was really meatloaf. So is that true? Your favorite cake is meatloaf?
No, that's Renee being silly.
I love that.
But people now think that, like,
that your favorite
we
cake.
We call it meat cake, and it's really meatloaf.
We're going to call it Mac Burns cake.
My son loves making meatloaf, or at least he used to.
Yeah.
And it's okay, but it was
but
very funny.
Because
it took off. You know, usually when they do these proclamations, it's that night.
Right.
And for some reason, the assistant to the city manager put it off 4 days. And I asked her later, I was like, why? Because usually it's like that night you're at city council and here's today's whatever day. And she said, I just had a feeling something strange might happen. And there were all kinds of people made copies of my face and they took pictures at meetings with like a whole bunch of Mac Burns's in the room.
Yes.
And then downtown businesses put them on mannequins and put them in the windows.
I loved it. Well, there was even like a little parade where people walked around with Mac Burns' face around Astoria. So we can bring it back. Okay, tomorrow, you guys, if you don't have anything planned yet, celebrate Mac Burns Day.
That's right.
But here's some other fun ones that we're going to look forward to this year.
January 6th, National Thank God It's Monday Day. This is a holiday that encourages people to think about the start of the week a little differently. People who have to head out the door for work and children who are heading out to school usually dislike the day of the week, but that shouldn't be the case. Employees and teachers can make Monday a more pleasant day by more pleasant experience and day by hosting special events on this day.
January 7th, National Pass Gas Day. This is probably one of the stinkiest days on the calendar. On this day, people can let out a toot with little to on no shame, since many people can't seem to hold their gas. The other 364 days of the year, this day will luckily be found with a lot of gases.
But
this,
Charlie, who created this gassy holiday?
This holiday was first created in 2013 after Finland organized the first word fart championship.
So Charlie just said gas and fart and toot on the radio. And you didn't even giggle. You made it through.
It's because he's a professional. But is that the funniest holiday you've ever heard?
Yes.
And heard it?
Yes. Kind of.
Yes.
There's another really funny one in here, too.
Deep tease, deep tease. Okay, Carly, bring us the next one.
January 11th, National Step in a Puddle Day and Splash Your Friends Day. Playing in puddles is one of those things just about all of us have done as children, but rarely we do when we became adults. Being able to play in a puddle and having water fights with your friends is not only fun, but quite special as well. A holiday that falls on January 11th encourages us all to include in the childish behavior for at least one day.
Okay, I have so many photos of you guys splashing in puddles. Who's the biggest puddle splasher here? Who do you think?
Not it.
Oh, but it has to be somebody. Is it Mac?
Yeah.
Does Mac look like a puddle splasher?
Yes.
Is that the game? You have to say not it or else you're it? I didn't know. I didn't ask fast enough. I only like to splash people when I drive past them and they're walking. And I splash them from my car. Does that make me a bad person?
Yes, I don't know. Maybe.
Yeah, I don't do that. I think about it, though.
All right. So moving on, we have another one. This is January, but we're going to go out throughout the whole year. So, Alma, you've got another one for January 22nd.
January 22nd, Answering Your Cat's Questions Day. Every day, every single day of the year, your cat is trying to communicate with you. Sometimes the cat is merely trying to let you know that it needs more food and water. At other times, the cat may be trying to tell you something else. Unfortunately, humans either don't understand what their cat is asking for, or are actively ignoring them. This holiday was created by Thomas and Ruth Roy of WellCat.com, a website that is known for creating novelty holidays such as Have a Bad Day Day and Stay Home Because You're Well Day. We are not sure exactly when they invented this holiday, but we believe it was sometime around 2006.
Now, I liked the Have a Bad Day Day. It's just a day to have a bad day. I mean, don't you wake up? I know some of these kids here wake up in the morning and they are just ready to have a bad day.
So something I picked up from one of my favorite people at one of the banks that I go to, They asked how I was doing, and I have a line that I've stolen from an on-air personality, better than I deserve. And then she said, as I was leaving, have the day you deserve. And I thought, ooh, that could be a, such a burn, or it could be a compliment.
Yeah, I could read that either way. Okay. All right, Charlie, you got the next one. This is also on a special day.
January 28th, National Plan a Vacation Day. Plan a Vacation Day is a holiday observed on the last Tuesday in January and occurs every encourages everyone around the U.S. to start planning their much
anticipated
summer vacations.
And now during the summertime, we all go on vacation together. What do we usually do?
Camping.
Yeah. Do you guys like camping?
Yes.
What do you like about camping?
Well, I kind of like being outdoors.
I like not having to take showers.
Carly, what about you?
I don't know.
It's not the sleeping on a terribly uncomfortable mattress in a small, tiny tent with all the people that you love.
Yeah.
I also like eating all that sugar that we get to have.
Oh, yeah. So last summer, Mac, we went on a camping trip and there were 18 of us. So we had three families plus my dad and brother came. My dad and brother, though, opted for the hotel. So they didn't even, I mean, they came for the meals. They came for all those fun things. I kind of like that option, but okay. So we'll have to, yes.
By the way, it's my mom's birthday.
January 28th. Yep, you're right. Okay, Carly, on to the next one.
February 27th, no-brainer day. A day that requires little thought or encourages you to do something that requires little thought or just try not to overthink it. On February 27th, many people will observe no-brainer day. An easy definition would be to say that it is a day for doing something that sounds good, as it seems like a no-brainer day to go and do it. It comes from the brain of Adrian Seuss Coopersmith, who was labeled the premier evangelist in the history of the world by Chicago Tribune in January 2001. We're all for giving a little thought or as possible to things that cause us to overthink. So no-brainer day should be observed by all.
No-brainer day. Sounds like a no-brainer to me. Charlie.
March 2nd, finisher medal day. Every year, people all around the world train hard not only to complete in one of the
thousands
of races held daily, but also to finish those races. This holiday celebrates the people who completed and finished races. This holiday is called Finisher Medal Day, and it's celebrated
annually
on the first Saturday in March. The Little Rock
Marathon
began in 2003, and officers raced for all ages, celebrated this holiday in 2017, and it has been celebrated ever since.
What else do we celebrate on May 2nd? Oh, no, we're not to May 2nd, are we? Never mind. March 2nd. Never mind. We'll get to May 2nd.
Oh, yeah. And it, 2017 is when I was born.
Pretty cool.
March 5th, Learn What Your Name Means Day. Anyone who has ever wondered what their name means can take heart because there's now a holiday that gives everyone an excuse to find out the important information. This holiday is called Learn What Your Name Means Day, and it falls annually on the Wednesday in the first full week of March. This day encourages everyone to do a little bit of research to find out the meaning behind their name. Names, especially surnames, can contain vital hints about family's heritage and history. For example, the Miller surname originated in Bavaria and was attributed to people who worked as millers from about the 12th century onward. See how much information a name can provide? Even though we're unsure why this holiday was created, we do know that a guy named Jerry
that it was created by a guy named Jerry Hill. He created this holiday in 1997, and although it wasn't immediately popular, it has gained some traction over the past few years. That's probably due to the fact that more and more people are looking to uncover their family's ancestors.
So I did ask the kids to do a little homework here, and we didn't do surname, but we did their first name. So each of you did a little research on what your first name means. Charlie, what did you learn?
I learned that my name means free man.
Free man. And Carly, what did you learn?
I learned that my name is Free Woman.
Isn't that funny? Carly and Charlie. And we never get their names mixed up at all, ever. Alma?
My name means nourishing soul and young woman.
I love that one. And you're named after an ancestor.
Yeah, my great-grandma.
Your great-grandma.
On both sides.
And Charlie is also named after a family member.
Yeah.
Yep. Which family member?
I don't remember. I think it was on my dad's side.
Great, great grandpa on your dad's side.
And then your grandpa.
Yeah.
Awesome. Good job, you guys. You did your homework. Okay. Carly?
Okay. March 18th, National Awkward Moments Day. National Awkward Moments Day is a holiday celebrated annually on March 18th. It celebrates the state of discoverment. Discomfort that a person feels emotionally. This awkwardness can occur when the wrong thing slips out of your mouth. Then you've dressed formally for an informal event or due to many other reasons that cause people to feel this way. It's a holiday we can relate to, and it's okay to feel awkward while celebrating it. Unfortunately, our extensive research couldn't uncover the origins of this holiday.
Nice. Alma?
April 9th, National Unicorn Day. National Unicorn Day is a holiday that observes annually on April 9th and is dedicated to the legendary creature that has been described by people since the dawn of time. It is essentially a horse with a large pointed ant or spiling horn that projects from the middle of its forehead. According to ancient lore, these animals were created by the gods and were often used to guard divine gardens and rivers. The unicorn's horn is also believed to have magical properties that evil men have desired to use for their own purposes. The unicorn is evidently a creature that has been captured by the popular imagination of people around the world, which is why we're now celebrating them as their own holiday.
May 2nd, National No Pants Day. No Pants Day is a holiday celebrated on the first Friday of May. This is an unofficial holiday during which people do not wear their pants at home or in public. Those who do this should go about their days as if they are unwearing that they are not wearing pants. Accordingly to
legend,
in 1985 or 1986, a man was running late and had to rush to work. He forgot to put his pants on and ended up boarding the subway pantsless.
Without pants? That's funny.
Once he realized he was not wearing any pants, he was too late. So he just smiled and
pretended
nothing was wrong.
That's funny. You know when I celebrate Pantsless Day?
What?
Every weekend.
So May 2nd is also a special day because it's Charlie's birthday. So what do you think? Do you think you'll celebrate by,
No.
Nope. You're going to wear pants?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So no pants day. I'm all for the sweats and, loungewear. But the key, though, was to walk around as if you had no idea or that was exactly what you wanted to do. Okay. May 2nd, Charlie's birthday or no pants day. Moving on.
May 3rd, National Wear Two Different Colored Shoes Day. It might seem odd to wear two different colored shoes for the rest of the year, but it's actually
actually quite acceptable to do this on May 3rd. On this day, people are expected to wear two different colored shoes to show off their
individuality.
Make sure that you grab two different pairs of shoes and enjoy this holiday with gusto it deserves. This holiday was first created by Dr. Arlene Kayser to raise awareness about human
diversity,
and it gives people a way to appreciate those who are different than them.
I like that one. Wear two different colored shoes day. Okay, May 14th, Alma.
May 14th, National Dance Like a Chicken Day. The National Chicken Dance, the Chicken Dance and its associated fad dance are known by a variety of different names, including the Birdie Dance, the Chicken Song, and the Bird Dance. The dance is performed to chicken dance music, which is an oompa song. This dance started out as a way to dance to the song The Chicken Dance, written in the 1950s. Nowadays, the Chicken Dance is one of those dances that can be seen frequently at wedding receptions.
Do you guys know the Chicken Dance?
Yes.
Okay.
Kind of.
Kind of.
What's the song that it goes to?
Oh no, you've got them doing the Chicken Dance now, and it's not the right day.
It's not the right day. So let's move on to May 29th, which is a very special day. Carly's birthday, also my cousin Beth's birthday. But there's another thing that you can do on May 29th. Carly, what can you do?
May 29th, National Put a Pillow on Your Fridge. This simple act has been done throughout history by people looking to add a little bit of luck to their lives. So if you want to gain some of that good luck, then grab your pillow and place it on top of your fridge. Although we're unsure who invented this modern version of this holiday, we do know that the act of placing your pillow on your fridge for good luck goes back 100 years, or before the time a refrigerator was invented. The only difference is the people place some cloth, and not a pillow, on their large cupboard used for storing food.
Okay, real quick, we're going to stop here, but August 11th is National Presidential Joke Day. So tell me your presidential jokes. Charlie.
My presidential joke is that, what do you call an army? No, where does a president keep their army?
Where?
Up their sleeves.
Alma, do you have one?
Yeah. Why was George Washington buried standing up?
Why?
He never lied.
What's the difference between a duck and George Washington?
Ooh, what?
The duck has a bill on its face, and George Washington is on the bill.
Ooh, good one. Well, thank you, kiddos. You guys did great. We look forward to having you back again. And thank you so much for joining us today. Thanks, everyone else. Have a great year. Happy time. Go make some history.
Thank you for joining us for An Adventure in History. An Adventure in History is created and produced by the Clatsop County Historical Society and brought to you by KMUN.